to the high bus of Yisrael. Last time she was sick, now she was nifted. It would be a good or better for her daughter and her children. Gemara says, "Needed daf samach dalit itmar." Rosa yom chamishas lechodesh zev yom tezayin lechodesh zev yom shivas lechodesh zev. Rav amar kovel aveses ladiluk. Rav says that she is koveya aveses ladiluk. That how many times was it over here? It was chamishas lechodesh zev, 15th day of the month, 16th day of the month, and the 7th day of the month. 17th day of the month. B'shmul amar achitishalish bedilik. She has to. Shalish bedilik means that it's not good enough that you have three times. You have to have a fourth time. A fourth. Why? Because the first time is not really counted. In other words, you have to show that you're mishalish bedilik. You have to show that you're
increasing.
Three times increase. You know, right. In other words, the first time is a ri'ah. The second time, there's more than just the seeing. There has to be, maybe like what he was saying last week, there has to be a pattern. So therefore, just by seeing, it has to be showing when you saw, and now with the pattern is created by three times afterwards. Now, Gemara goes through what the machloikis is, and the Gemara ends off saying, everybody agrees like Abshim ben Gamliel. As we said, everybody agrees that Shimon Gamliel, you need three. The question is, because since you did not see the 15th bedilug, since you didn't see it, that wasn't the skipping. Therefore, lav minyanu is not from the, it's not counted from the minyan. Okay, we don't have to go any further to do what we have to do tonight. Says the Tosfos, Itmar, Rosh says Vav b'chori zeh, v'tezayin b'chori zeh, pirish, dafka b'chi ha'gavno. Tosfos says that it's dafka in this case. In this case, meaning, what does it mean in this case? B'chori zeh, meaning that it's a vesis l'chodesh, the day of the month. Avol, and only b'dilug, that's when the machlokes is. But Avo Rosa begim a chadashim. But if on 3 months she saw the same day, over beis the chayish, over echad the chayish, the kuli amay tzarich yoser. In other words, even Shmuel who says four, it's only because the vessel was bedilug and the first one was not created. There was no pattern. It was a yes, it was a reiyah, but there's no pattern to it. And then that was like benayis kusim the chazoi reish yarchav or reish yarchav. You saw on rosh chayish and rosh chayish. Afilu she echad molei vechad chaser. Tosfos comes up with a big chiddush. Then when we say that the Yom HaBet, the Yom HaChodesh is a Goyrim, it doesn't make a difference, even if the days of the between are, in other words, it's not consistent with the Haflogah. It's not the same Haflogah. It doesn't matter. Because once you have the day of the month, then that, in other words, once the day of the month is created, then that is, it's called Shipura Garam. In other words, we go busa whatever you don't have to go busa the moilet. It means when whatever day is considered as that day, that's, even though it's not really the same amount of days in between, it doesn't matter because the day is Garam. Once we blow the Shaifa and tell you that that's the Shaifa, the Mechadish, the Chodesh, therefore, that day is considered as Shaf's the Bria, and therefore, that would be considered as her vessel if she saw it three times. Now, says Tosfos for Eichad the Rishona English Shia b'Chodesh that the Ashiya Haniya Nivus dealing with a Rishona where the first one there was no Shia b'Chodesh that the Hey Hashaniya Nivus dealing with a Rishona. That there would be, the second one would be a skip, would be, you know, to be able to tell that it is a pattern. The kuli alma, the ain harishona min haminyan. The kuli alma ain harishona min haminyan. The first one is not from the minyan. Now, voice said we're going to see two ways to learn this Tosfos over here. I'll be pashtus. What Tosfos is saying is that when we say that the first one is not min haminyan, it means
Now, what's the case?
The case was she saw it on, let's say, 10 days after the Chodesh. Mm-hmm. And then she saw it 20 days later, and then she saw it 21 days later, and then she saw it 22 days later. The Hecha de Bereshona in Lashia. Now, Tais over here is going to switch tracks and go from Veses HaChodesh to Veses HaFloga. The Hecha de Bereshona in Lashia B'chodesh Shetehi Ashnia Nira Dili Bereshona. Okay, as of now, you could still say that he's talking about the Veses HaChodesh. In other words, there's no pattern. If she sees one 10, and then the next one 20, and then 21, 22, the 10 is not counted. I'll be pashtus, that's what Tosfos means. The Kuli Alma Eina Rishonim in a Minyan. That the Rishonim is not in a Minyan means the first one that she saw is not in a Minyan means that day number 10 is not in a Minyan. Uva Eina Sheshalish B'dilug. And she would have to go ahead and be Sheshalish B'dilug. Kagoy? Rosa Akshav. She saw it now. Vishniya Be'esim Lo Vishlishis Bechop Aleph Lishniya. So Tosfos now goes into the fact of Veses Laflaga. Uvo'inon Shetishalish B'dila Kagoyin. Roa Sa Achshav. She saw it now. Vishniya Be'esim Lo Vishlishis Bechop Aleph Lishniya. Again, he's definitely dealing with Aflaga, because he says Kagoyin. Roa Sa Achshav Vishniya Be'esim Lo. Doesn't say in the 20th of the month. He says the second 20 days later, Vishlishis Bechop Aleph Lishniya, and the third one is 21. To the second one, and then says Tosfos, Mishamachi Naka Tezvav B'Chodesh Zeh. That's why the Gemara says Dafka Tezvav B'Chodesh Zeh. What does it mean Tezvav B'Chodesh Zeh? Meaning that it's dealing with the Veses L'Yom HaChodesh. It's not dealing with the Veses L'Yom HaFloga.
Meaning by Veser HaChodesh, we have a Machlokes.
Correct.
Whether the first reaccounts or not.
Right.
But by HaFloga, everybody is moaning that it does not.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what Tosfos said.
That's not what he's saying. In other words, that's not what he's saying.
What is he saying?
That's not what he's saying. But there are people that do say that. You're definitely on the right track to say that. What Tosfos is saying is, I'll be cautious, that the first one is not counted, meaning he's still talking about day number 10, and then he saw 20 and 21, 22, that day number 10 is that, or 10 days from the Yom HaChodesh is not, that day number 10 is not counted because there's no pattern. It seems like there's no pattern to the other one. So therefore, even though you have four Rias, you still cannot count it. Ever. Now, let's get to what he said. Now, the Rashash and the Chazon Ish, Rashash, start off with the Rashash. Rashash says exactly, Rashash is saying like this, that when Tosfos says over here, Eino Rishonim in Aminyan, it means not only that first day is not counted, the first set of...
You mean the first two Riyas.
The first two Riyas, exactly, are not counted. Rishonim means the first Haflaga is not counted. Uh-huh. And we're dealing with, again, in Rav. Uh-huh. And therefore, says... He says, and then he says the
meaning cool, just like Rav when it comes to Veser HaChodesh
says that
doesn't count the first Riyah.
Yes,
so by Haflaga you don't count the first Haflaga.
Right. So that's the shot of the Rashash over here, and the Rashash says, and the Chaznish says that when it comes to, I'm going to repeat it again in a minute. I just want to tell you what he said since he mentioned it. The Chazon Ish learns in Simen Peivov Sifkat Aleph that when it comes to a Veses LaHaflaga, everybody's of the opinion that the Riyah Rishona is not min haminyan, and therefore you would need
four Riyas.
Five Riyas. Why five? Because in order to create a Haflaga, you need...
You're talking about when it's Diluk.
The Diluk. You need...
Diluk of Haflaga.
Diluk of Haflaga, you need five Riyas. The first two is counted as one, and then you need four afterwards. Correct. Mm. That's what the Chiddush of the Rishash, look it up.
The Chazon Ish.
And both. Starts off with the Rishash, and the Rishash is not easy to understand, but I tell you that's the way he understands it. We don't understand the Rishash by looking at the Chazon Ish and Peivov. So again, I'll be pashtus, what Tosfos is telling us is that when the first one is out of sequence, then the second one does not count. But really, what the Rishash is saying, the Rishash really does not understand, because the Rishash doesn't understand what does it mean over here that the Shastil doesn't understand here. What does it mean that Heichad Rishonim Einlo Shir B'Chodesh Shetehashir Shniya Nearest Dil Gan Rishonim? If wherever you see it has some point, even if it's 10, it has a Shir B'Chodesh. Mm-hmm. So what it means, says the Rishash, it means that Heichad Rishonim means the first Haflaga, the first two would consider Einlo Shir B'Chodesh, meaning 10 and then 20, it's still that you don't see a dilik till you get to 21, then you see a dilik. Therefore, the Rishash learns that the word Rishayin Obiha means
the first group.
The first group. Okay. That's what he says. So therefore, so that's what the Mordek Chaznish that says that the whole machloik is over here is b'chodizeh by Vesas Yom HaChodesh, but if it will be Vesas Yom HaFloga, says the Rishash, and it would be five. And the Balpi Pashas, the Pshat and Toshis is that it's the same machloik between
Rav
and Shmuel, right, which means that Rav would require four, and Shmuel would require
five.
Shmuel would require five, correct. Okay. Now, says that the Gemara is continuing. The Pirush Zeh Kasha. Now the Perek. We'll soon get into the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. The Pirush Zeh Kasha. The Perek. So I'm not going to finish this point. The Pirush Zeh Kasha. According to this Pshat, it's hard to understand what we just said. That if there's no set day, then we do not consider it as part of the pattern. The Perek Shosh Nogach Medamed Nogach Yom Chamish Shosh LeChodesh Zeh VeShish Shosh LeChodesh Zeh VeShiv Shosh LeChodesh Zeh. Now again, that case is talking about Chodesh Zeh Yom Chodesh. It compares that case to here. Vim Kain Heifikam Arhasim. How could it say over there the El before that Gavi Rosh Shosh VeNogach Shav LeNogach? It doesn't mention the day when that Shav was Nogach. Rosh Shav VeNogach Shav LeNogach Tahavi Rishonim Min HaMinyan. It says that the Rishon is Min HaMinyan. Now, if it doesn't say
the day of the month,
then correct. Then it's not right. It's not, and it should not count because it doesn't say. It doesn't say when it is. It doesn't say what it is. In other words, in order to what we're saying, that has to be a pattern, right? It has to say a day of a month, unless it means right, because it says B'chodesh Zeh. B'chodesh Zeh means Yom HaChodesh. It doesn't say a pattern. So if it says, and there it doesn't mention which day it is. So unless it's going back on what it said before, B'chodesh 16th this month, 17th the month, it should not be considered as the first one part of the pattern, because the case was just Rosh Hashanah V'Nogach. It doesn't say when. That's his question, really. It doesn't have any set time when it was from the month. It doesn't say. Then he says v'yesh lechalik bein sirugim diyomim lesirugim leshvarim. It could be a chilek between. I'm not going to. Aruchaner gives a chilek between the sirugim leyomim and sirugim leshvarim. Namely, that the difference is that when it comes to sirugim, when it comes to shvarim, a shvar doesn't really see at all. So whenever he sees, it's considered part of the pattern, even though it's not part of the day. Because that itself, the fact that he gores is already considered as an anomaly. Therefore, you consider part of a pattern. But when it comes to vessels, since a woman normally sees, in order to create a pattern, it has to be to a certain day. It has to be to a certain day, right? So in order to be considered part of the pattern. You can't just see. It has to be a pattern. You can't just say, well, since you saw 10, the next one, it has to be a part of a pattern in order to be considered.
See on a particular day.
Right. And he says, similar to what Abigurama said, that it's not just seeing, it has to be a part of a Another line pattern. Okay, now, Aboisai, I just want to show you this halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and you'll see something very interesting. Very interesting. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Pei Tet, Sif Hey. We'll get to that Rabbeinu Chanan in a minute. The better is yet to come. Sometimes you have a haflog of a vessel adilik, you're going to Ross Hayom, but Rosh Hashain is the Sof Lamed, but Shlish is the Lamed Aleph, and Revi is the Lamed Beis. So that is four times. And the case of the Shulchan Aruch is dealing with a vessel lahaflog, because it says, you're going to Ross Hayom, Rosh Hashain is the Sof Lamed. It doesn't say on day Lamed, the Sof Lamed. Shlish is the Lamed Aleph, Revi is the Lamed Beis. Cover vessels the dealer shall have log with bench of Hikal Luga Harvey Bench Lurk, Hikal Yomek, cover vessels the dealer, a shovel to Bakonish, they must have to cover the vessels. That's the halach and Shulchan Aruch with four V's, it's Kaveya Vessels. Says the Taz, Zehuki, now you know what's the halach when it comes to Rav and Shmuel? The halach when it comes to Rav and Shmuel is, the halach is
Rabbi Surah,
but however, the halach is brought down in Siv Zayin that we are choishes for both Rav and Shmuel. Yesh loch shu dvein lahachmer. What do you mean? How could it be? Usually, you would say that the more hamachmer would be Rav is kaveya veses the three instead of four, but they are coolest by being kaveya veses the three, and that is that the cooler is that you don't have to worry about alternate vestas. Once you have a veses kavua, you don't have to worry about onibenas. You don't have to worry about other things. There's coolers involved. So we're choishes the Rav and Shmuel, but in the
chumra
both ways. The chumra both ways. That is the halacha. So Taz says you should just know over here that it says in Shulchan Aruch that we're choshes, that with four times this is like the Yesh Omen Shiv Zayin. What's the Yesh Omen Shiv Zayin? The Yesh Omen Shiv Zayin, it says that like what is like Rav. The Yesh Omen, the Stam Das and the Stam Achab in the Shulchan Aruch is like Shmuel. The Yesh Omen Shavah Bishla Ros Ela Betesvav with the Nitzan. Usually the halacha would be like Rav Visurin, but the halacha over here is really brought down like Shmuel. Why it's not, why you'll see why it's a good question, why it's not like Rav. But anyway, that is the Stam Das in the Mechaber, which is like Shmuel. And then it says V'yich Omer Shavrich Royal Elazar V'tavetav V'tazayim V'tazayim, which is like Rav Yish Omer. So says the Taz, this is like the Yish Omer Avol Adei Roy Yish Omer, which is like Shmuel. We need another Re'i on Shlosh V'Shlolosh. We need another Re'i, which is 33. So you can ask of Kasha, what's going on over here? Is the Mechaber didn't have enough ink in his writing? How can the Mechaber leave that out? If you go
What's
home,
the case? The Tell case, us the case.
The case is you saw it. In other words, if you have to be, the case is you saw it today, then you saw it 30, 31, and 32, which means there are only four Rias. And the Taz says you should just know that when it comes to Aflaga, if you're going to paskin, you're going to be choshish for Shmuel, which is the halacha.
You need one more.
So that is really the halacha, because the Stam Das and the Mechaber and Siv Zayin is like Shmuel. Pilei ploim shomi shamayim. So how can the Mechaber say give a
case which is not correct?
Correct, not correct. The
Yesh Omer. Not accurate.
Yeah, the Taz is like shushes it off. Oh, by the way, this is like the Yesh Omer in the Shulchan Aruch. Pilei ploim. Nobody says anything. Pilei ploim. No, people do say. I'm saying nobody says on how can the Taz live with himself that he says that.
In Pashtus, he should have given the case like Shmuel, because the stamp psak is
yes,
like Shmuel.
Yes.
Not like the Yesh
Correct.
Omer.
Yes.
Okay, that's the Dochek on the Taz.
And the Shach also is the same. Can you believe it? Both the Shach and the Taz didn't catch
okay,
it.
No.
It's a Bamba Kasha. What? The Mechaber doesn't say Yesh Omer over here. When it comes to Chveses HaChodesh, he says Yesh Omer. He brings 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to Aflogo, then he only brings the day of the Yesh Omer, which says which is the lesser amount, which is three. When it comes to... Right? The opposite?
Can you just read the words of the Mechaber?
Yes,
read
again.
Because
even the words of the Mechaber is not so posh, because, you know, I just want to tell you one thing. According to the Chazon Ish, that says when it comes to Aflogo, you need five. So again, what is the Shulchan Aruch talking about? The Chazon Ish learns over here that when this Shulchan Aruch says that Kigon Shirasa Hayom, Rasa Shenis, the Sof Lamed, he means that it was Hayom meant you saw today and one before that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just to make...
Complicated.
No, because he says you need five according to his Shita.
Right.
So that's the... anyway.
Right.
So
the other one is like... Preliminary, what do we call it? Introductory.
Okay. Self-right.
So we don't have to spell
Say
it out.
Correct. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is, comes the lechem v'simla, and the lechem v'simla says the following pshat. And really it's not really the lechem v'simla, it's really a rishon, the eshkol that brings this pshat. The eshkol says the pshat is the following. The Eshkol says that when it comes to Veses Lahafloga, everybody agreed that you only need three Re'ias, means, i.e. four Re'ias when it comes to Veses Lahafloga. Because for Veses Lahafloga, you need, in other words, in order to create three Re'ias...
First two?
And two more.
Two more.
Right, you do not need... Everybody agrees, which means even Shmuel is of the agreement that you need...
Not like the Rishash or the Chazon.
To the other extreme.
Right. Yeah, why?
Why? What's the Hezbollah in that? The Hezbollah is because he says the Lechem Simla, that when it comes to the Veses HaChodesh, we don't know for sure that this is what's going on. It's more of a svara that a woman will have a veses l'hafloga than she'll have a veses l'chodesh, because the stam vestos are veses l'hafloga, right? Not common that a woman should see every single every single 15th day of the month.
Right.
It's usually every 30 days. In other words, so that's what he said. Therefore, when you have a Veses HaChodesh,
you need a strong proof to show
therefore,
that she has that
Veses. Uh-huh. Therefore, the first one will not be counted. Uh-huh. But when it comes to a Veses
HaFlaga, which is more natural,
right, all you need is three. Once you have three,
the first group counts.
The first group counts. That shows that she's establishing a Veses HaFlaga, that you only need two afterwards, which may, i.e. four. Uh-huh. The Chazanish also mentions this as another reason. He mentions a survivor that says this, but therefore, it makes great sense. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, Stam, that when it comes to Veses HaFlaga, all you need is four riyas, according to everybody. That's uh-huh. that's the pshat, according to the Lechem and Sim. That's the svara that he gives. Uh-huh. And there's just the svara of the Chazan Ish. What's the svara of the Chazan Ish? Why everybody would say by HaFlaga five? Because when it comes to Veses HaChodesh, what's the reason? When it comes to Veses HaChodesh, you could say that the Veses HaChodesh, from the first one already, it's what causes the pattern, right? Because the day causes the pattern. The day that you saw causes the pattern. But when it comes to HaFlaga,
you don't see the pattern
until it comes till the Diluk, which means the first two is nothing, and then you need one more. You need
to show the Diluk.
You show the Diluk. Right. That's what he says with Feirish. Look in the words of the Chazan Ish. That's what he says with Feirish. By the way, this is all from Shiurim that I heard from Avram Vosner, the Enikel from the Shevet Alevi. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, now I want to get to Rabbeinu Chananel. I want you to listen to this Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel continues further. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Rabbeinu Chananel has a different pshat in this Gemara. His pshat in the Gemara is not that you saw it. According to the Stam Gemara, it means is what you saw it here. According to you need 15, 16, 7, 15, 16, 17, and according to Shmuel, you need 18. Says according to Rabbeinu Chananel, no. Kavul of Veses Adilah, Kishasha Shal Sedazek Kagoin, Shirosh, Tesva Benisan, Yidvav Tezayin Beir, and then Yud Zayin Besivon. Now, Vachin Rosa, Tesva Betamas, Tezayin Be'av, and Yud Zayin Be'elo, he says that you saw 9 years, Vod Rosa, Tesva Betishrei, Tezayin Be'machezvan, and Yud Zayin Be'kislev, Chosheshesh Mikan Ve'elech. Then you have to be choshev from there and onwards, which means Rabbeinu Chananel did not like the pshat of Tosfos that learned that it says tazayin yudzayin yudches. What was the reason why? And Tosfos asked again, why did he learn like that?
Wait, what is Rabbeinu Chananel
learns you saw tazvav tazayin yudzayin, and then you'll see meet yudches also because you need yudches. And the next time it's again tazvav, then again the next one is yudzayin yudches yudches. In other words, the tazvav is not counted because. That's really where
it's. Say it again, I'm not getting it.
Fine. Rabbeinu Chananel learns Pshat that you saw three times Tezayin Yud Zayin Yud Ches. Tezayin Yud Zayin Yud Ches. Tezayin Yud Zayin Yud Ches. That's the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel.
Nine months.
But
and each group,
it repeated.
It was an increment of one day.
Of one day, correct.
Uh-huh.
Now, but okay. In order, it says Rabbeinu Chananel, the Tosfos says that in order to start it, at least you have to see. Tezvav, Tezvav you started with, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yudches, then afterwards you'll see, let's read it inside. Now, Shmuel, Shvicha, Shetishalas, Bedilach, Shetira, Bechodesh, Revi, according to Rav, you need, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, three times, making a total of nine. According to Shmuel, you need, Shetishalas, Bedilach, Shetira, Bechodesh, Revi, Yom, Yudches, and then afterwards, the subsequent months, you need, Vegimel, Chodashim, Yishach, Reim, Yom, Tezvav, Yom Tezayin Yudzayin and Yudches, which means that according to the only difference between Rav and Shmuel is that at first time, according to Shmuel, you need the extra month of Yudches, and then afterwards you can go back according to Shmuel, right? Yom Tezayin Yudzayin and Yudches. Because Shmuel is the Shitaso. That the first Re'iyah is not, again, he's going now in Yom HaChodesh. He's not going on Yom HaFlaga now. He's going Yom HaChodesh. And he's saying, Pshat in the Gemara is, when the Gemara says that we're talking about Veses L'Diluk, it means that you're talking about that you a total of nine. According to Rav, it would be Tezvav. According to Rav, the first one's counted. Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. And then again, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. And again, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. But according to to Shmuel, you would need it Tezvav, because it is not counted. Then Yud Zayin Yud Chesed Tes. Again, Yud Zayin Yud Chesed Tes, and then Yud Zayin Yud Chesed Tes. That's a total of, that's his 9-9. Then he says, V'teim alom apirish came, what was wrong with the old pshat? So the Archonel gives a pshat, I'll soon give you a boy head, which says, Shevet Alevi. The Archonel says a pshat, well, you know, it's shver, because according to the pshat before, then, in other words, the wasn't equal in the haflaga. In other words, if you have a Yom HaChodesh, it wasn't equal. If you say Tezvav and then the next one Tezayin and then it says Yezayin, so it's not really
equally spaced,
right? It's not really a dilug, because it could be a chaser, it could be right. But now that you're saying it's Tezvav, if you repeat itself Tezvav, then the next one Tezayin, then it could come out. That the test, then it come out equally spaced, because the next one it's Tezvav. Within 9 months, that could come out. The gap would be the same. This is the Aruch Hanan's Chesed. But I'm going to tell you something else in a minute. That's it, look at the Aruch Hanan. That's his Chesed. It come out that you don't have to come on to Shikur Garam, which mm-hmm. is you don't have to come on to that. Mm-hmm. Then he says, right? So he wants to know why came along Pierce came. What's wrong with the pshat over here? So the Shevet Alevi wants to say it's a big problem. There's a big problem, and the chare is a pella, and we'll soon get to the Shulchan Aruch on this as well. The problem is that we know. Is there something called the Veses Haktana and a Veses Haflaga Ketana Haflaga Gedolah? Right? That means the following. Haflaga Ketana means if a woman sees 20 days, that's called the Veses. The next time she sees 30 days, that's called the Veses Gedolah. So there's a machlokas whether a Veses Ketana is Oike Veses Gedolah. In other words, if a woman sees every 30 days, and the next time she sees 20 days, is that Oike the Veses Gedolah? Let's say it's not considered she has a Veses, it's not considered that she has a Veses Kavua. Let's say she just started her vestas, and she has a vestas gedola of 30 days, and the next time she sees 20 days. There's a machlok is whether the vestas ketana is oike the vestas gedola, because for the maisha she didn't yet see the 30 days yet. So is the vestas ketana where she now sees in a less amount of time, does that mean that she's not going to see the... So that's the machlok. But a vestas gedola is definitely oike a vestas ketana. So if a woman sees 26 days, and then she sees 27 days, so then, how can you say that she has a pattern now?
It should be ochre.
It should be ochre. That's the problem. It should be ochre the 26 days. Okay, fine. So the point is, yeah, okay, after the next time she sees 28, 26, 27, 28, the next time she's 28, so you'll see she has a pattern. But how could you, in the meantime, you can't tell her to be chayshis, with the first time she sees the 27, the 26 is gone anymore. You can't say that it comes back in when she sees 15, and then 16, and then 17. The minute she sees the 16, it's oike the 15. It's called the Veses Gedola, it's oike Veses Ketana. That's the din. So therefore, in other words, how do you get this chesed? Yes, how do you get this chesed? So
who asked this question?
Who asked Kasha? Yeah. The Shevet Levi brings down. I should have brought the Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi brings down that's why Rabbeinu Hananel did not
learn
right. And you want to know something in Shulchan Aruch? That's why in the Shulchan Aruch you'll never find the Veses Adilug for Yom Chodesh. I think so. You'll never. In other words, what case in the Shulchan Aruch will you find a Veses Adilug? You'll find Rabbeinu Hananel's case of a Veses Adilug, but you'll never find a Veses Adilug of the Yom HaChodesh, because it's not Shaykh, because the Vesak Lilu Halacha will be Oikah the Vesak Lilu will be Oikah the Vesak Tana. Look it up and see if I'm wrong. Anyway, so but the Shaykh so does bring down Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, and how now? I'll just tell you a very interesting machlokes between the Prisha and the Shach, which will explain what Rabbeinu Hananel is talking about. Once you get to the crux of Rabbeinu Hananel, the Shulchan Aruch brings down. He saw that in Nega Cain Shalosh Pama Raisa Vetz Kula Dila Chalila around the Ketan. Rasa Tez Vavanisan Tez Zayin Beir Beyot Zayin Besivan. Then it says v'chazra chalila v'rasa tezva b'tamuz tezayin v'av yezayin v'elul. Again, now again, here it's noticed that it doesn't say over here. It's not saying like Shmuel. It's paskin like Rav. V'od chazav v'rasa tezvav b'tishrei tezayin b'cheshvan yedzayin b'kislev. Okay, now, so that's the case.
That's Rabbeinu Chanan.
That's basically Rabbeinu Chanan.
No, okay, no.
How let's do chalila v'chashish adolim tezvav l'chodzev tezayin l'chodzev yedzayin l'chodzev. Now listen to this longest. Says the prisha kosher prisha if you dalin the shmuel bina shetira gimel pomim. According to Shmuel, what Taisha says, you have to also see Gam Kain Biyut Ches B'Tamuz, and then afterwards, in the following months, Tez Zayin, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. Now, which is basically what Taisha says. V'chein B'Gimel Chadash Hashishit Kedi Yisa B'Taisha the Pierce of Reina Chanan. Vim Kain Hatur Mayri Hacha the Shmuel. Now, B'yeshla Vesis. Therefore, the Torah has to be saying already that she already has a Vesis. In other words, what's bothering is that the Torah himself, who's Choshish, the Torah, which should paskin like Shmuel, Lahalacha, does not bring down, in other words, the case of Tosis. That, in other words, that there was an extra Re'iyah on Yud Ches, and did not bring that down. And just says the case over here. There's a quote, in other words, just a quote from it. It's a quote, in other words, just it was brought down exactly like this. But the question is, if you're passing like Shmuel, you should have to have if Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin and then Yudches, and then again, like it says, Tezayin Yudzayin Yudches. So why isn't the Shulchan Aruch passing like that?
No, I don't understand. Why do you need an extra reader according to
Shmuel? Because if we're passing like Shmuel, which is a Stam Machaber, which is the Machaber, so Shmuel says that it's not good enough.
First Ria doesn't
count. Right.
So, you have so to therefore have, you need an extra Ria.
And then, the next time that there's a cycle. There's a
cycle,
you'd have to, since the first Ria doesn't count, you can't say, well, all the next time is Tezvav, Tezayin, Yizayin. It's Tezvav, Yizayin, Ches, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yizayin, Ches. Then again, Yizayin, Yizayin, Ches, and then Tezayin, Yizayin, Ches. Tezvav is out. So why is over here it saying, and then it says Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin and Tezvav Tezayin Yizayin.
We shouldn't count the
Tezvav. What is the Muhammad talking about? Mm-hmm. What is the Muhammad talking about? That's really the MS
the Precious Kasha.
And right, but what's Shver is the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Pshat Yivet, when the second of all says the Shah, the Pshat Yivet to a Mashma, the Kuli Al Masagi, the Gimel Pom, the Cholinian. The same Mashma, the Eladira, Kivan, the Apostkim, the Pirish of Ben Hanano, Sviele, the Hoka, Ben Rav, Ben Shmuel, Sagi, the Gimel Pom. What he's saying is that the Rishonim have, the Apostkim have pushed away the Pirish of Ben Hanano. Therefore, Sai according to Rav, Sai according to Shmuel, even the Rosa Gimel Pom with Tezvav, Gimel Pom with Tezayin, Gimel Yezayin, how about the Kerosa Gimel Pom with Be'achodish B'Shavadil El Sifav? What is he quoting Sifav? Midoik. In other words, like this, he's saying that there's something called a Vesis L'Serugin. A Vesis
alternate.
Alternate, right. Which means that if you see Tezvav, you skip a month, and then you see Tezvav again, that's called a Vesis L'Serugin.
Every other month.
Every other month. And here, what it is, says the Shach, that this case in the Mechaber is not the case of a Vesis L'Delugin.
He's not going like Rabbeinu Chanan.
In other words, it's like, it's not the exact case of Rabbeinu Chanan. In other words, he's saying that the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah are talking about a case of a Vesis L'Serugin, which means that you have three independent Vestos of Tezvav, Tezayin, and Yudzayin. That's what it's saying. It's not a Vesis L'Delug. It's not a Vesis L'Delug.
Wait, what's the case? The what?
You saw the first one, Tezvav. The next one, Tezayin. The next one, Yudzayin.
Right.
Next month, Tezvav, then Yudzayin, and Yudches. Yeah. And then the next one, Tezvav, Yudzayin, and Yudches.
So every other month, it does it in a different pattern.
It gets back to Tezvav. In 3 months, it gets back to Tezvav. Right. So the point is that it's not a Vesis L'Delugin here.
It's a Vesis L'Serugin.
L'Serugin.
So every month, it will alternate.
Every month, it will alternate to Yudzayin, and then Yudches. Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and then it'll go back to Tezvav.
Right.
So therefore, the point is that Tezvav will come back in 3 months, and then it'll take 9 months to create a pattern for the Tezvav.
Right.
So that's called a Vesis L'Serugin. Right. And a Vesis L'Serugin, everybody agrees that the Virish, that you do count. Ria Rishona, Vesis HaSivug, Ria Rishona, Min Ha Minyan. The Ria Rishona is from the Minyan. It is counted. Because, in other words, it's not, when you need a dealer to, in other words, you need, in order to show that there's a skipping, you need two. But when Vesas HaSivu gets like a Vesas HaChodesh, and a Vesas HaChodesh, the Vi Rishon is count. Is count. Yes, the Vesas HaChodesh, the Vi Rishon is Min HaMinyan. Therefore, says the Shach, that it's, I mean, it's
this
not
can
really
go
arguing,
even like Shmuel.
Right, it's not really arguing on the priesthood. It's just interpreting what, in other words, the truth of the matter is that, in other words, the Torah, in other words, maybe the Torah learned Rabbeinu Hananel. Well, Rabbeinu Hananel says what he says. I'm not sure what he said. Did he say that according to Shmuel you need another Riyah? I don't know what. I didn't see Rabbeinu Hananel. It's not on the side what he said. But it could be Rabbeinu Hananel was only referring to a case where the reason that he explained the Gemara that it was a Vesas Sirugin. And that's the way basically the Shach learned this Sifches that's dealing with a Vesas Sirugin. Then that is dealing with the point is it's not a Vesas Ledilin. Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and therefore according to Shmuel you need a Yudches. It's three separate vessels of Tezvav, Tezayin, and Yudzayin. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina? If you say that, you know, if you say that it's a vessel of Dilug, in other words, then Taka, according to Shmuel, you need, in other words, like this. Did Rabbeinu Hananel mean that it's a vessel of Sirug, or do you mean that it's a vessel of Dilug? If he meant that it's a vessel of Sirug, then according to Shmuel, you need another Riyah. If it's a vessel of Sirug, all you need is three times Tezvav, you don't need another Riyah. But in other words, why should it not be a vessel of Sirug, according to, why should Shmuel need another Riyah? Tezvav, but it doesn't matter, because you'll see, actually wasn't okay, because he actually wasn't okay. He didn't see it next month. That's
part of the pattern.
Right.
It's not called okay.
Actually, you have to. Bukhari should also be okay. But the Maisa, once you see it in 3 months down time, and you remember you saw it, it's a little schwer why when you didn't see, when you saw it, why the Tezvav didn't see, why wasn't that okay? I don't know, I'll get into it anyway. But the point is, so that's one nafkamina is that according to Shmuel you need another Riyah. And another nafkamina is, let's say you didn't see it on Tezvav for three times. Or one time. Let's say three times you didn't see Tezvav. Does that mean all the rest of them are okay or not? So if you say the pshat is that it's a vest, three different vestas, the vestas are sirukin, just because I'm okay Tezvav doesn't mean that I'm okay Tezayin and Yudzayin, because they're separate vestas. But if you say that it's a vestas dealing, so once I'm okay Tezvav, the whole thing is out the window. Once I'm okay one of the corrupts of the thing, the whole thing is out the window. Also, that how many, in order to be okay this whole vest, maybe you need, in other words, according, if you're saying that it's a vestas, to orchid the whole vest of a vest, this type of vest is a sirugin, you'd have to nine times, you'd have to have 9 months where you wouldn't see. In other words, because if let's say one time I didn't see, that doesn't mean that I'm okay, because you need three times to be okay. So in order to okay this entire vest, I have to nine times deviate. If it's a vessel, then if three times I don't see one of them, then it's okay. That's the way the Machlokes
of the vessel.
Right. That's the way they explain the difference between the Shevet Levi explains the difference between the Prisha and the Shach. The Shach learned that it's a vessel has a Rukin, and the Prisha learned that it's a vessel has a Rukin, and therefore would require the Shmuel in order to have another vessel. The Goyin before learned like the Shach. The Goyin before, by the way, I forgot to mention, learned that like Stam Tosis. It's not like the Eshkol, which learned that everybody would be four, and not like a Chazanish that says five. The Goyin himself on the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. He likes the Shach and Taz. This Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Shmuel being in Hay. He needs another one. Kanu al Libet Rav.
That's the Shkar.